This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show on this Thursday, News Talk 830 WCCO. As I chat with you guys tonight, I'm ticked off. I'm frustrated. I'm upset. Because we are at a crossroads. And we as sports fans, I think that we need to make a statement. And maybe it's not just us as fans making a statement, but sports leagues need to make a statement. I am somebody that I love sports. You guys know that. Yeah, I love, you know, talking about a lot of different things. But when I first got into this business, it was sports, sports, sports. I'm a sports fan. Season ticket holder. Go to all the different sporting events. And something else I like to do on occasion is wager. And yes, in Minnesota, right now we don't have legal sports betting. In terms of, I can't go right now to a sports book and wager on whatever team, whatever sport. Do I think that that day eventually is going to come? Yes. Hopefully sooner than later. But before we even get to that, I feel like we are already at a crossroads in sports. I know that in life, when people do things, depending on what they do, they deserve second chances and possibly even third chances. But I will say this, and let me be clear, that if you are a professional athlete, and you are caught up in sports gambling issues, you get no second chance. You are done. You should be banned from the sport. Your career is over. You need to go work somewhere else. I don't know what the degree you got will help you do in life, but no, you're getting the finger wag and we're moving on from you. The things that people say to try to go ahead and put that stop sign up and say, no, we should not have sports wagering be legal. We don't want it in Minnesota. Gambling ruins families. When you actually can, if you want to, you can gamble anyway. You can find ways to do it, right? We get that. It's been happening long before it became legal in other states, and it's going to continue to happen. So let the state get its cut, right? But this is one of the things that you look at, and it harms people wanting to dive in and enjoy placing a wager. I don't want to place a wager on a sport or an athlete. And in the back of my mind, I'm questioning the integrity of that individual. whether it's a legitimate deal or not. And see, that is what happens when you have people that know that they shouldn't do what they're doing, and they do it anyway. In the news earlier today, and it's interesting, and we'll get to Twins maybe a little bit later, but Cleveland Guardians right-hander Luis Ortiz is under investigation by Major League Baseball after a betting integrity firm flagged a pair of pitches that received unusual gambling activity. Now, I'm somebody that I like to wager. It could be in-game live. It could be just placing a wager on a team. And a lot of people out there, you know, whether you, you know, we talk about sports gambling, if you do a bracket, that's a form of wagering. Okay, I think that more people like to get into sports wagering than not. Okay, but I didn't know that you could bet like on every single pitch of a game. That's something that's like mind-blowing to me. But there were some alerts that went off in June to some sportsbook operators regarding some pitches that he had thrown. That you can bet on these pitches. And he threw a couple of pitches, and they were awful pitches in the dirt. So, if indeed Luis Ortiz is guilty of what is being alleged, his MLB career should be over. We've talked for a long time about Pete Rose and him not getting into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Ortiz, you're done. Look at the NBA. There's allegations about Malik Beasley and what he's been doing. And now that they're, now in the last 48 hours, they have found out that Malik Beasley is likely even more so guilty with these allegations because of how many millions of dollars in debt he is. He owes everybody, from his barber to, I mean, he owes so many people millions of dollars, and saying that he is actually telling people, look, I will repay on this next contract, right? Like, it's unacceptable. If it is true that Malik Beasley, former Timberwolves basketball player, and most recently, with the Detroit Pistons, coming off a really good year.
Yes.
And they, over the weekend, were on the verge of signing him to a three-year deal for $42 million, and now it's paused? Done. Malik Beasley, your career's over. If Jontay Porter can be kicked out and he's banned from the NBA, you're done too. And if you have to do jail time, I don't feel sorry for you. The bottom line is, in life, I get it. Depending on what you do, you get second chances. In sports, though, I'm sorry. You guilty of this, your career's over. 651-461-9226. Are you guys with me, or are you on the opposite side of this? Are you like, hold on, Lake. This is a little bit too much. You want to take somebody's livelihood away from them, what they grew up loving, what they made into an occupation, and because they did this and it's wrong, you are saying that they should not get a second chance? Yeah, I'm saying that. I'm 100% saying that, because there's so much that goes into it. When you are guilty of this, right? When you, when your play and what you do brings the league's integrity into question, how can you move forward with said individual? How can you go about doing? You can't do that.
No.
If a quarterback audibles into a terrible play and they know that they are doing that, like, how could you trust that person to play in your sport, in your league, ever again? I think that this is a no-brainer, people. And I think that we have to make the statement right now and say that these people are done. You know why? Because you're letting every other athlete know that you're going to be dealt with, and it's not going to be a soft penalty. That your career is over, and beyond the career being over, if you end up having to do prison time, then that's on you. But think about this. If you're a goalkeeper and you just let one slip by you, like, how does that play?
It's a slippery slope, like, when you're talking about the integrity of these leagues, because with the evolution not only of sports and of media and marketing, think about the sponsorships. We just had a renaming of the X to the Grand Casino, the Grand Arena. So we're talking about the integrity and partnerships that these leagues have with gambling entities. And it's not about punishing the player. It's more so, I feel, about the CYA of these organizations and not compromising their integrity. Because if the integrity of these sports is gone, then I feel like you're jeopardizing these sponsorships, you're jeopardizing everything and where these leagues are going. So if you're looking at it, like, players are going to make mistakes. Goalies are going to let ones get past you. Like, you know, pitchers are going to throw pitches into the dirt. Quarterbacks are going to throw interceptions. But the minute you start validating that and leagues not coming down on individuals, I feel like this is a preservation of these leagues and their money more so than the punishment of the players. But I do agree that there has to be no tolerance for anything like this that could compromise, because guess what? Again, you're jeopardizing where this is going.
If there's no integrity in sports, then you're done. You cannot have anybody wagering a dollar, a nickel. You can't have them doing anything because no one's going to trust it. But maybe some of you think that I'm being too harsh. 651-461-9226. We'll take your phone calls. We'll take your texts. We'll do that next year on The Lake Show.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If we could tell Pete Rose many years ago that he's done with baseball, we can tell Luis Ortiz he's done with baseball. if indeed it's found that he's guilty of what is being alleged, if Malik Beasley is a part of and is found true of the allegations of him being involved in gambling and stuff like that with the National Basketball Association, he can be done too. Second chances, no thank you. 651-461-9226. And I mean it. One and you're done. You're done. It's common knowledge you don't do it. Like, I don't care if somebody is in their early 20s, mid-20s, early 30s, whatever. You know that when you play to the best of your ability. You have a game plan with the coach. You don't stray away from all of that. You don't do your own thing. You play to win the game, like Herm Edwards. When you think that you're going to do something to try to make a quick buck for yourself or somebody else, and it won't impact the game, it all impacts the game. Text line from the 612. Insider trading? Oh, that's betting? You are correct. The money ruins everything. From the 612. Athletes have a really good life. And I'm not sitting here saying that they don't bust their butts to get where they got in life. They have talent, and they've worked hard to be in the position to make good money. When they go down the road of doing what they want to do that impacts the integrity of the sport, that impacts me placing a wager on said sport, then yeah, all bets are off.
Well, you think about some of these athletes that have been suspended for gambling on other sports, or I think, like, you know, new Vikings cornerback Isaiah Rodgers, who was, you know, suspended for gambling, or Calvin Ridley, who was suspended when he was a member of the Falcons, and it had nothing to do with Falcons games, but let alone you are still gambling. And to me, you've got to, it's a clear just lack of judgment here by these individuals. When you are betting on something that involves you, like if your performance can alter a game or impact somebody's wager in some way, shape, or form, I mean, to me, I don't understand what the incentive is to throw away your career, everything that you've been working for, over something that is highly regulated and highly monitored by your league.
And this is another thing. 651-461-9226. If you're the fan of a team and this involves a player that you root for, wouldn't you want that player gone? Like, seriously.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Like a Guardians fan, how would you view Ortiz? Like, if you're a Pistons fan, I wouldn't want Malik Beasley on my team anymore.
Well, I think you view him...
Like, what are you doing?
It's like, what kind of other shady things are you into? Like, if you're doing this, is this it? Is this the tip of the iceberg? And I mean, I'm not saying you're into, you know, nefarious things, but when you're sitting here and you're gambling on something that you are directly involved with,
yep.
You know, not only that, Henry, but you think about it, if you're a Guardians fan, hey, guess what? Luis Ortiz. This is somebody that's supposed to be part of our rotation. Oh, what do you mean he's suspended? So we're not going to have him? Guess what? That's one less guy we're going to have on our team. I feel like this is a way that you are letting your team down. And yeah, fans, I just don't know why you would want this, because
I wouldn't want him.
If you're doing this, if somebody on your team is doing this, don't you think there could be a spider web into other people as well? I mean,
and let me say this too. And this is specific to Malik Beasley. I don't think that there is any NBA basketball team that should take a flyer on him. I'm going to tell you why. And this, let me put my GM hat on for a second.
Do it.
Malik Beasley can knock down some three-point shots. He can impact your game in terms of scoring a bucket or two. Malik Beasley, in my opinion, is not a smart human being. He just isn't. This is somebody...
We knew that at Preda Holmes.
That came to Minnesota with a beautiful wife and child.
Had it all.
And And he did not exhibit good decision making. He threw his family away for Larsa Pippen. And then his wife took him back after that. And then he did it again. So he did it twice. He had the incident where he literally had a firearm and he threatened a fellow Minnesotan with said firearm.
During the parade of homes.
In which they went into his home, they found firearms, they found weed. He ended up having to be away from the team because he was incarcerated for a month or whatever. I guess if you want to say that he was in the halfway out, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. 30 days, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care. He was not able to be a functional NBA basketball player because of legal issues. When you exhibit that type of behavior and foolishness, you're just dumb as hell.
Yeah. Well,
to me, you have thrown away your NBA livelihood.
Everybody makes mistakes in life. But do you learn from that? If you don't learn and you repeat it, well, then it's a trend. 3, 4, 5 different times. It's like, guess what? Well, I'll pay you on my next contract. Well, what if that next contract doesn't come?
That's crazy.
Then what? I mean, this is not Wimpy and the Hamburger. I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Yeah, I think he's done.
Yeah. And you know what? I think you're right. If you're anybody in the NBA, I mean, Jonte Porter, he's not getting another chance. I mean, Luis Ortiz, I have a hard time seeing him getting another chance. I feel like right now, the minute that you are even associated with sports gambling, you're toxic. You're done. You're untouchable.
You should be. All right, coming up next here in studio, what is it like to be a social media food influencer and reviewer? Man, you got to have some sort of appetite. Black foodie guy Javion Walton. He joins us next in studio on The Lake Show.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, what is it like to be a food reviewer influencer? Seriously. I don't know if I could do it. That's a whole lot of eating. Joining me here in studio, Javon Walton. Black foodie travel guy. He's joining us here in studio. Where did I get Mitchell from? Javon Walton, black foodie travel guy, joining us here. He's got over 29,000 followers on Instagram. He's on TikTok. He's joining us here. This is very first radio interview. Javon, welcome in, man.
Man, thank you for having me, man. I'm glad to be here, honestly.
So. I'm happy to have you here. And look, I saw you on IG, and I love your reviews because you review all kinds of different foods. Mm-hmm. You go to so many different spots all over, not only Minnesota, but, man, you branched out and went to other states. So how did you get into, in the first place, how did you even start to come up with being a social media food influencer?
Well, honestly, I travel a lot, man. And when I did that, a couple people got in my ear and was like, you should, do food reviews. So then I started traveling, my wife and I, and we went to this place in L.A. called Fixins. And my wife was just like, why don't you just try it now? And so I did it.
What year was this?
This was 2021.
Okay.
Like the end of it, though. So maybe early 22. But anyways, I did it, and I never put my face in my videos and none of that because I didn't take it serious at first until the first video blew up.
Okay.
So
now 2021 is when you got started, and your wife actually pushed you to do it.
Yeah.
At what point did you know, like, you had a thing? Was it 2021? Did it jump off immediately, or did it build up and it take a little bit of time?
It built up, but I know, like I said, I wasn't taking it serious, so I was, like, dropping videos, but not too much. But then after the one video went up, I went to the state fair, and I didn't have my face in my videos, but I've always, like, used my logo. So I went to the state fair, and people were just like, man, I love your videos. And that's when I knew I had something, to be honest. So.
Yeah, you definitely have something, man. I know that the content that you put out there is amazing. I love the reviews. Was there a specific, I guess, restaurant or a specific review that really spawned everything? Because I know that you said, like, you didn't put your face in there or whatever, but then you start doing more camera stuff and you start eating and doing it that way. Was there a specific review that kind of, like, stands out where everybody was like, okay, yeah, he's on to something?
Honestly, not that I can actually recall, but there are some like I did the Dream Burger over Northeast, Dream Creamery.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Things like that. But I'm not too sociable. So I just, once I like got in the feel of it and got comfortable, I just knew I was gonna, I was just gonna like take off, try to even just work as hard as I can once I got used to being in front of that camera.
Yeah. We're talking to Javon Walton, black foodie travel guy, joining us here in studio on The Lake Show. You can find him on Instagram. You can also find him on TikTok. Does a phenomenal job. Great personality. Goes to a lot of different places to cover reviewing different foods and different restaurants. He does an amazing job, so definitely check him out. So now, over the course of, let's say, a month, okay, how many different spots will you hit up?
Over the course of a month, I would say – honestly, maybe like 6 or 7, because I would do more, but I got to be genuine when I do it. I don't want to force myself to just go eat and get content. Mm-hmm. It's got to be genuine for me, So when I pull up, I got to be either hungry or like I got to be itching to want this place. You know what I'm saying? So that's I don't force myself to do it. But if I go 10 times in a month, that's because I genuinely wanted to get content. 10 times, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. So now when you go to a place, I mean, I don't know if I can eat near as much as you, but you're a big guy. You're like, so were you 6'4"?
Six.
Okay. Yeah. You're 6'6"?
Yeah.
Okay. 6'6". He's a big guy. He got a big appetite, right? So when you go to a spot and you sit there about from start to finish, how long does it take you to actually kind of like dive into a menu or a specific restaurant? Well, is it something where you kind of carve out, you're like, you know what, I'm going to go and take it all in within like an hour, 2 hours, or if it's like a food truck or whatever, what goes into it? Give me a little bit of behind the scenes.
Okay, well, the secret is, right, like I go in, if I'm going to buy the food, so like the smaller family-owned businesses, I buy my food.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's, I will feel hypocritical if I didn't. But if I go to like, you know, a business or something, I will always say, what's your best selling item? What's the item you recommend? And then let me get an item of my choice.
Mm.
You know, but the real secret is I only take 2 bites and move on, because if I like something, the first thing I eat and I eat the whole thing, I won't be genuine. I won't genuinely review
for the next rest of
two items.
Yeah.
So, but if I love it, I'm bringing it home.
Well, I love the fact that you say, especially with the small family-owned spots and small businesses that you pay for, because I think that one of the jigs that we see in this industry is a lot of the foodie people, and this is just being real, mm-hmm. influencers over the last 5 years, they have wanted freebies.
They have
wanted free, you know, food items. And to me, that's kind of cheating the game. What do you think about that?
I just think it's... Really, when you go to businesses like that, if you want to blow them up, right, if you want to pour back into them, personally, I think it's hypocritical if you go there and you want to eat for free. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to lead by example. Now, there's even been businesses that small businesses have paid me, but that's because they'll push it on me, because sometimes when you pay people, you know that they might work harder, might get it done faster, you know, so I'm not going to lie about that. But 9 times out of 10, I pay for mine because I want to pour back in. And I want to be honest about what I'm eating. And as long as they got good customer service, I'll recommend anybody to go there, because what I may not like, you may love. And what I may love, you may not like. But as long as they treat everybody well and it's a good atmosphere, you know.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Talking to Javon Walton, black foodie travel guy here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. I figured out why I was thinking about Mitchell earlier. It's because of Davion Mitchell putting the Miami Heat. I was thinking about earlier. All right, so when we talk about foods, one of the big deals that people love to do is the Minnesota State Fair.
Uh-huh.
All right, we all know that that's a big thing that we all do and we all love here. But how do you go about the State Fair? And what I mean by that, Javon, is you've done the State Fair before. You probably do it every single year.
Absolutely.
But when you go every single year, do you just do the new items? Or do you mix in things that you've had a million times with new items?
The second one, I always mix in things I've had with new items, you know. Pretty much, and honestly, I have a lot of people with me when I go, because I'm not going to, you know, I think after my third item I done tried, I'm on the brink of being full, you know. So
yeah.
I have people with me so we can just always sample them. So that way, as I'm walking, because you walk through the fair, you're going to walk all of that off. You know, we just try new things, and then we try the things we had before to see if it still, you know, tastes the same. You know what I mean? Like, to see what's different about it, to see if I feel the same about it, because I might have, you know, I would go to Andy's Grill and have a cheesesteak, you know, and maybe I had a good cheesesteak last month, and I might want to compare it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what it is. I mix it in, though.
Now, do you ever do, like, the high-end sit-down spots? And the reason why I asked that is because I get offered to go to a lot of different mm-hmm. places, right? Like, I've been doing radio and TV for years,
mm-hmm.
and I've gotten cool with some popular chefs.
Yeah.
But there's still a million different spots to have. I've never been to Spoon and Stable. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of spots like that. I haven't been to Porzana?
Yeah.
I haven't been to any of those spots yet, and I feel like I should eventually get there, but I'm not in a rush to get there.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm not going to say I stay away from them spots. Mm-hmm. I go to them spots, but I don't genuinely review them, because in my mind, because I approach this with, you know, being genuine. And in my mind, I honestly don't think they need me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You like to keep it simple.
Yeah. I don't think they need me. Now, if I really want to, and I'll be like, oh, this is be good content, I'll do it. You know what I mean? But sometimes in my mind, I'm like, they don't need me. They're getting business. People know about them. You know what I'm saying? I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm eating, and everything is good. You know what I mean? So I don't have to force content. And if I feel genuine about it, I'll just get it right then and there if it's some good content.
That's one of the reasons why I think like you're super successful and people appreciate you is mm-hmm. because you're real.
Yeah.
It's because you're authentic. People can get that sense of you being genuine. And I appreciate that. And that's the reason why I wanted to have you on, because I love your reviews. And I'm going to give you your flowers, because there was something that you put on in terms of one of your foodie reviews. I want to say it might have been a couple of months ago. And I have been to this establishment twice in the last 10 days. And that spot that you reviewed is the donut hole in Shakopee.
I'm going to tell
everybody this right now. In my opinion, okay, I'm going to let Javon, because he's the expert, I'm going to let him put it out there. But in my opinion, and I don't even eat donuts like this, they have the best glazed donut in Minnesota.
Look. I agree.
it's off the charts.
I agree. Honestly, that place is amazing. It's in Shakopee.
Yes.
You know? So, but
it is. If you want to say hole in a wall,
that's what I.
It's a hole in a wall. Like when you pull up, the actual sign is faded.
It's faded. Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I go to a lot of small family owned businesses, because the food really comes out better. I can give you an example of a place in New York I went to that used to be really, it's still popular, but it used to be really good. And now it's not, because it's blew up. So the yams went from being made in-house to canned yams because it blows up. But that's why the food is good in Houston. People wait hours for that food because they still make it the same way. They ain't changed it up. You know what I'm saying? So them family-owned businesses, they don't make their food super fast. They put love into their food. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why it always be 9 times out of 10, it come out good.
All right. So now there is a bunch of people. You're not the only person that's in this lane.
Right.
Like when I saw you at Target Field for the media tasting there are other social media food influencers that were there. I know Kim Lee Curry. I talked to her a few times.
Yep.
I can't remember the other cat that was there that you were talking to, a brother with the glasses.
Lenny.
So there's a bunch of people that are kind of in the lane. But let me ask you this. For all of you, how has like somebody like Keith Lee impacted? Is that his last name? Is
Keith
it Lee?
Yeah, it's Keith Lee.
How has he impacted what you guys do?
I mean, personally, like, I can speak on it personally. I love the way he go about it. I think the way he goes about it is kind of the way I go about it. It's just a personal thing. So one thing I appreciate about people watching my videos is that it's just my opinion. It's my preferences. I'm not a food critic. I say I'm not a food critic because your best-selling sandwich could be a roast beef, horseradish, mustard sandwich. And I may not like it, but if it's your best seller, I'm not going to tell you how to make it better. You know what I'm saying? I can just tell you what I don't like about it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And I can give you my honest opinion about it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I respect about Keith Lee, too, because it's personal. You know what I mean? It's just personal, but people listen to his opinion.
Hey, listen, somebody on the text line from the 612, they say that you got to try the Field Donuts. They're talking about the donut hole because you know they do it right, fresh right in front of you, and they say, quote, it's like crack. Let me say this. Been there, done that.
I've
already been there.
Yeah.
Texture. I did the strawberry one. It was amazing.
So
this is what I've had from the donut hole, and I keep going back to this place because I've only been there twice.
It's the bread on them donuts, man.
I don't know what they do to make it that fluffy and that like soft,
mm-hmm.
but I've only had three type of donuts there. Okay, I've been twice
mm-hmm.
in the last 10 days. I've had the strawberry Field. I did try the apple fritter because to me, an apple fritter, there's no in between. Either you do a bomb apple fritter or you do a horrible apple fritter.
I agree.
And then the glazed donut is just amazing. So the donut hole, if you're out there and you're a donut fan, and look, there's a bunch of different donut spots downtown Minneapolis. I every now and then, if I get to work early, I'll walk on down to Cardigan and get a donut or whatever. But I do love not only the fact that the donut hole has an amazing glazed donut, that's unique and is different than any other spot.
Mm-hmm.
It's the family-owned
aspect.
I'm talking about, when you talk about it's a hole in the wall, it kind of reminds me of, like, you know what's a hole in the wall but it's super popular? Is if you go to get a Juicy Lucy from Matt's.
Yeah.
You walk into the donut hole and you're like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting.
Yeah. No, you know what you're getting. That's true.
All right. So I got a couple final questions for you, and then we'll let you go.
Yeah.
I need you to give me the best place that you have been to, and I don't care what type of food it is, the best place that you have been to here this summer.
That I have been to here this summer?
Yep. A spot that you reviewed in the last couple of months, and you were like, yeah, this is one of them ones.
Well, like I said, Dream Creamery. And the reason why is because it's like a situational thing, right? They're an ice cream shop. But if you can go and get a good burger in an ice cream shop, that's just going to be amazing. It's always going to be situational for me. If you're a burger shop, then I'm going to have a higher expectation if you sell nothing, but if you're known for selling burgers. But Dream Creamery, you get you some good ice cream, you get you a good burger. That's really good. And there's a spot in St. Anthony that I just opened up. What up, though? They sell like also ice cream, too. They warm press ice cream inside of, in between a Bismarck donut.
Oh, yeah, crazy. I think I've seen that. Well, hold on. You like ice cream?
I like ice cream, but I like brownies in my ice cream. Like, it got to have something in it. I don't just eat it plain.
You got to try the Henry Lake ice cream.
Oh, what?
You ain't know about that? Nah. I got an ice cream flavor with Sebastian Jones. Come on, man.
Okay. I know about Sebastian Jones. Right. I'm about to check that out.
I'm going to get you a pint.
Say less.
All right. So give the people your social so they can find you on social media.
Man, Black Foodie Travel Guy on everything. Black Foodie Travel Guy. BlackFoodieTravelGuy. Black Foodie Travel Guy. You can't miss it.
Javon Walton joining us in studio. I appreciate you, my man.
Of course. Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap up hour one next. All right. Thanks again to Javon Walton for joining me here in studio. He's an awesome dude, man. Awesome dude. And now he's got me addicted to the donut hole. My goodness. Those donuts are like crack. I'm dead serious.
Well, when the...
It's right by Canterbury Park, by the way.
Well, that's what you're telling me, too. And told you that I keep telling my wife we got to get out there someday when it's nice, because it's not, there's so much out there that is new to me. And now that you're talking about the donut hole, I mean this is going to come off as a little bit of a surprise, but I kind of like to eat a little bit, so I'd be interested in that.
Yeah, man, it's dangerous.
You were all giddy about that, man. I don't think I've ever seen you that excited about something. When you were talking about the donuts.
I wouldn't have known about it unless I saw his review of it. I'm dead serious. That's the power of social media.
Yeah, and think about power, for somebody like him and that influence that he's got, literally.
He's got over 29,000 followers on IG. I don't know how many on TikTok, probably a gazillion. I'm not on TikTok. Coming up next, let's talk some basketball. NBA free agency, some Wolves. John Krasinski from The Athletic, he joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.